Blog Talk Radio.
Now's the time to do it. Put the phone number out there. The phone number is good. We over here talking about Sarnetta, Poppy, and the Bambaataa stuff. Ain't got time to talk about nobody else or nothing about it. So, let me change the time. I got it at 15. I need to change it to 30. So people call in before it's too late if you want to call in. If you don't want to call in, and that's cool too. So I'm looking to see if the phone lines don't pop up. 347. Peace, how you doing?
Hello, hello. Hey there, family. How are you?
Peace, how you doing, sister?
So far, so good. Hanging in here. Hanging in here. I just, Israel, I have a question. Huh?
You need to meet me.
Okay, so maybe that's me. Let me turn some of this stuff down. I got so much of this going. I got about 5, 6. Sorry. Okay.
I got to mute you. Just turn the volume off of YouTube. Mute it. Or stop it. Pause it. Or just turn the volume down. Feedback.
Kitchen. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, I just have a question. I just came on. I didn't know. Well, I got a couple of questions. First, I want to ask you, how can I find out when you're coming on? I thought I subscribed and everything to more than a few. but I'm just trying to figure out. When I came on this evening, I see you've been on an hour already.
You got to hit the notification thing. They either gonna send it to you or they not gonna send it to you. You'll have to watch the rebroadcasting of it. Ain't no telling when I come on. I ain't chose to get me a set time, like 7 o'clock I'll be on every day. Maybe I'll do that next week or whatever, but ain't no telling about me right now, you know, so.
Right.
I'll try to get more people, but I ain't been worried about no stability and stuff like that. People get it when they get it, you know what I'm saying? If it's good, it's good. If it's not,
I said I heard that. That's right. Just what do you call it? Spontaneous, right? But my second question is, did you see the latest video or whatever? I mean, this dude is really like after celebrity status. Is it me? Or do I see that? Is that what I'm looking at? Is it me or do anybody else see what I see? I mean, this dude is really, somebody mentioned in the past that we already know they're chasing clout, right? So, but what about celebrity status too? That's all in the same category, but I'm saying this dude wanna be with the big timer so bad.
Yeah.
So bad that he's starting to look really, really stupid, huh?
I said it earlier today. I mean, everybody get a 15-minute of fame, and he's some people get more than that, but the time ticking on this clock, you know, his 15 minutes of fame will be for me. I don't think people that know what's going on even stressing that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like people like to do it big at least once. You know, most people, if they don't never get married, at least they went to the prom. And they had a nice prom dress and limo, and they did it big. That's probably as big as they ever. And some people, they get to do it that one time, but then they might get married and have a big white dress and limo and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you never get to do it, if you got a little burial insurance or your people care enough about you, they'll put you in the coffin in a you know, tux and stuff, make you look good, make sure your makeup is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, at least you get to leave up out of here all, you know, sedity and did up and stuff. So people like to do it big at least once before they die. So, you know, this is his opportunity to do it big, and he's trying to do it big. How big he gonna do? Who cares, Rip? But, hey, he gonna have his fun while it lasts.
Yep. I agree. But how big is big? Come on, man. When you gonna say, I already got the answer to that. No need of me even asking that question, because my opinion about it is that it ain't going to never be at the top for him. Ain't going to be, sky is never the limit. He ain't going to never reach that sky until he be booted down. Somebody bop, put a size 16 up in his behind, and then he going to come falling down, and he going to pass everybody that he stepped on to get up there. He going to fall past everybody. He got to look at everybody falling down. And that's where, I mean, he not gonna be able to bear it. He won't, cause see, he won't so much, so quick. You know that he not gonna be able to bear that fall.
Listen.
Yes.
Fuck that, really. Fuck him. You know, and I don't care how big I don't care how small he get. Really, we trying to find out what happened to the boy. See, sometimes we get all focused.
Right.
And then people watch him, and then you get frustrated with what you see, and you know what I'm saying? These things knock you off balance. So, you know, a lot of that, me and Sarnetta was talking about in this reload. So a lot of that stuff, I mean, that's been said, that's been dealt with and everything. No need to rehash, you know?
Okay.
Really, at this point, shit, like I said, do it big, because this your opportunity. You might as well reach the tipping point. Once you reach the tipping point, this shit, hey, I'm not mad at it. That's why he's jealous and all of that. And fuck how many views he get. Shit, break the calendar. It don't matter.
And let me, Israel, let me say this right quickly, too. You know what? I'm going to come out boldly. At first, I was kind of like behind the curtain and stuff like that, didn't want to say nothing like this, but now I have to speak my piece on this. I'm going to say this, and it doesn't matter if nobody agrees with me. It's what I've been thinking for a minute. You know what? I don't believe it's all them views. I really don't, and I'm only coming from my heart right now. I don't believe those views, because let me explain. When I make videos for YouTube, I notice that anytime I make maybe 4 or 5 videos in one day, my other videos will go up a couple of notches. So you know what I think? This is only my opinion. I'm thinking YouTube heisting him up, and they paying him. I don't think all that many people are getting on a program with him like that. Can't nobody be that stupid. No, let me stop. But anyway, because I was once upon a time. But I'm going to say, I think the biggest part of that is YouTube. And until I be shown better, I'm thinking YouTube is pushing him up, because they see his mouth and how he's running it, how he got, huh?
What do it really matter?
Yeah, that's right.
If you can explain how it really matters,
you're right.
Then we talk about it, but if it don't matter, because it's simple. It's a formula to get them numbers.
Exactly.
It might be, I have to pay $10,000 to get that plan he got. You might have to spend a deuce. He get PayPal, he get Super Chat, he get all this stuff. Got him enough money, borrow some money and shit. You know, you go to a bank, show people that you got big numbers and this and that. They you know, you can put your house up. Whatever.
They jump on it.
So I'm just saying, whatever. Whatever he did to get them numbers, whoever helping them or whatever, who cares about this point? See?
Okay, you mentioned that before. You did say that too.
What if he getting big numbers or not? At the end of the day, he's having fun. Let him have his fun. Because when
that's
this shit starts crashing, this shit going to crash. See? But that's what he talked about. And that's when it starts sounding like he telling the truth, that people jealous he getting numbers and shit.
Yeah, that's right. You do. I feel like it. You're right, and I feel like it too. I feel like with, you know, like me saying that, that's how he can get that. That's how he get that perception in me and anybody else. That's how he, you know, feel like that. So I just wanted to get that out there just, you know, to let people know that ain't just all his yuck mouth up there talking. That's not just him. He ain't that large. Just
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. He ain't like that. He's somebody pushing it. So, but it's for a reason.
I just spoke on that earlier. You got to listen a little bit when I jump in because I'm trying to help you out. I spoke on that earlier. Like I had a Motown. It's so hard to say goodbye. The original thing from off the soundtrack. I took my record, I played it, made it digital, and I put it up. Nobody had the original version from the brother that sung it originally on YouTube. So some Motown people took the video and put it on their website. Now, when the Motown people took it and put it on their website and spoke about it, everybody that went to the website, seen the video and hit play, the video started moving so fast. I was like, what the hell? So then I checked out the analytics. When I checked out the analytics, told me I was getting all these hits from this Motown site. So I went to the Motown site. And sure enough, it was like people over there talking on the blog or the post and stuff. And it's like, oh, so now, if you know, which he know a lot of people in the industry and different stuff. If you know the right people or you dealing with a network of people and I make a video, Star do it all the time and big time YouTubers that's in certain networks do it.
Right.
So all the hip hop blog sites take my video where I say, and give a small example, hip hop is dead. And I believe it did because of this.
Now, if
all these hip-hop websites grab my video that say hip-hop is dead and put it on their thing, and people come to all hip-hop, 50, they come to World Star, and all of that, and they click that video, voila, I got a bunch of hits. So with her son saying big-time rapper names and different stuff, if people is putting this on their blog sites and stuff, and they have a big viewership, the blogger might have 10,000 people subscribe to his blog. He gonna get hits. So it's many different formulas and stuff to doing this. That's nothing.
That's right.
All you gotta do is get in the right network around the right people, and you'll get the same thing. And just because
you're
getting
thirsty and hungry.
But just because you get views don't mean you make money, because you can't monetize everything. So just because he getting views don't mean he making money off of that. But this is just talking YouTube now. And anybody that's hating on the YouTube that is getting views or anything is a hater. Like, fuck who getting views. Like I said, my thing is to change society. But if it ain't number one person watching it, and then that one person take the message and they go get a billion views off of it. My message and what I did reached one person that changed the whole damn world with my message. So
I know that's
what
right.
it's all about.
Mm-hmm. I hate the fact, too, that
just
that he using
a lot of other callers
speak
some.
Huh? Huh?
You hear me? I got
no,
another
I didn't
call.
Hear you. Okay. All right. I'm going to keep listening, though. Go ahead. It's nice talking to you. Take care now.
You ain't got to go nowhere. Just mute your
I am. I got you on three. I got you on computer, television, and the phone. I got you on three. Okay. I'm listening. I'm still listening, okay? Thanks for letting me come in. All right.
All right. All right, we got a 407. I don't know if you want to speak, but you called in. Peace.
Hey, Carl, how you doing, man?
Peace. What up? What up?
I was wondering how the search for the boy's going. Like, I take it that you reached out to some people.
I told you I reached out to Star. I reached out to Layla Wells. I reached out to Dave Wedge. I done reached out to some of everybody. Lisa Everts. All these people in New York, all this and that, but at the end of the day, Afrika Bambaataa, Ahmed Henderson, and her son Camel know more about that boy than anybody. So until Afrika Bambaataa, Ahmed Henderson, and her son Camel speak, give us a name, a location, and all of that, I mean, how we gonna find a person?
So, like, those are the people who didn't have, like, no information. Obviously, they wouldn't if you, because you would have said
somebody
something.
Somebody hearing us asking about it.
Excuse me?
You got it.
Who else, like, who else would know, right? Because they say there were, like, hundreds of people there, right?
No, it was only three people in the apartment.
At the hospital.
The young man went at the hospital. The young man stabbed Bambaataa and ran. And then Bambaataa
and left. That's right. So it would be, so Bambaataa was there and Ahmed Henderson was there. Oh,
and
I don't know.
Son,
I really don't know. Somebody else. Hassan was.
It was three people.
They went to Hassan later on to hit him, supposedly.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right. So it was three people in the apartment when Bambaataa raped the boy, as reported.
Bambaataa? And Bambaataa's homeboy,
the
I guess.
The boy that got raped, Afrika Bambaataa and Ahmed Henderson. The boy stabbed Afrika Bambaataa and Ahmed Henderson when he woke up and figured out what was going on. So then he disappeared off the scene. Ahmed seen him, Bam seen him. Ahmed felt his blade, Bam felt his blade. They seen him. They know who he is. Bam knows his name, even had a picture of him. Because the next day, her son goes to his apartment. Bam tell him the name, give him a picture, and possibly a location. Because he goes and he doing something, and then he runs into the young man, brother, in which they have a conversation, as reported by Dave Wedge. They have a conversation, and his brother say, look, my brother was only defending himself because they raped him, or Bambaataa raped him.
Hold on. So, like, Dave Wedge got in contact with the boy's brother, or Dave Wedge talked to Hassan, and that's what Hassan told him?
Obviously, it's pretty much what Hassan gave him the right. So he's quoting Hassan Camel that he ran into the boy's brother and the brother was telling him that, hey, my brother only defending himself. So it was sounding like they was having a conversation about, look, what is this issue and why you looking for my brother? He defending himself. What you doing around here looking for my brother?
Mm-hmm.
But see, these things could be easily figured out and dealt with if her son tells us what happened. So when we ask what happened to the boy, the question really is to three main people. Hassan Campbell, Africa Bambaataa, and Ahmed Henderson, or anybody else that was given a photo, a name, an address in the conspiracy to kill the boy. Meaning the Zulu Nation, outside of those three and some more people within the Zulu Nation, knows who the boy is. But
now,
they not telling
the truth. Now, I don't think your boy did it. I don't think Hassan did it, because why the hell would he put it out there, right? But then at the same time, like, why wouldn't he just say what happened just to clear it up so, like, that's not, so people can't attack him on that, you know? It's like, that's what I don't get. Like, I still listen to dude. You know, and it's like, I listen to you too, and I'm like, all right, like, all right, you're asking questions. You should ask questions to try to figure it out. You know, my thing is like, all right, he was abused. I could relate with that, because I've been through it. My sister been through it more than me, and I know she was a little older and she was more conscious, so she came off really angry. She grew up really angry. Anyway. Like, you know, when he came out on the scene, I could relate to what he was saying, so I started listening to him, you know? And then the only thing I can't understand is, why would Bam be comfortable approaching him about doing something like that?
Because
Unless he didn't know, like, he did it in the past.
See, Bam and him has a special relationship, and like he said, he didn't do a lot of dirt with top Zulu officials, and he knew about a lot of cold cases, things that he said is no statute of limitation on. So he's been in that environment and did it before. So it's nothing. If I ask you for $100 and you give it to me every time I ask, and I need $100, I'm gonna feel comfortable coming back and say, "Hey, I need another $100." So if we didn't kill people before, and now it's time to kill somebody else, I'm gonna go to you. Hey man, what's up? Yeah, another person acting crazy. Let's kill him. Okay, and this is what we do with each other. Let's go kill. So obviously they feel comfortable with her son because he done picked up assignments before and carried them out with him or whatever, or he know about them, because see what it is when he talks this stuff. It's a conspiracy to kill. So he's just as guilty as everybody else because he know all the details. He's going to be a Cody in it.
I mean, I guess that's why you're asking the question, because if nothing happened to the boy, then he doesn't have nothing to do with it. I mean, but if he would have told the boy something, he would have said that. You know, like, hey, I let him know. I gave him a heads up, and, you know, so he don't get fucked up. You know,
honestly,
I don't know, man. But honestly, I don't think he did it, because why would he put himself out there? And I remember him saying, "I was supposed to," but you know, he seen that he was a kid. He's like, "Nah, man, I ain't gonna do this." Like fucking Scarface at the end of the movie when dude like wants him to kill the little kids. He's like, "Nah, fuck you, I ain't doing this shit." And he fucking kills him. You know what I'm saying?
But
I mean, not to make it into some dramatic movie shit, but. You know,
but,
it's like,
but the lesson from that,
I don't think he did it, but
that,
I understand why you're asking
brother,
questions. Excuse me.
Brother, whether if you think he did it or not, cool. You can say that as many times as you want. I ain't even going to get mad. But it ain't about if he did it or not. He was a part of the conspiracy.
You're not
you
a part of
saying?
The conspiracy if you don't carry out the crime.
No, listen. If me and you sit down and conspire to do something, I could be the hitman and you the one want me to kill him. Just because you don't kill him, if I go out there and pull the trigger and kill him, you are part of the murder.
Not if there's no murder that took place.
Brother,
not if no murder took place. You know.
That's if then
he
that take done, place.
Like, you know, I'm not trying to, like, you know, he said he killed people in the past. That's fucked up. You know, I don't know the reasons, but
brother,
what
but
a,
that's
you know,
the thing. You said if a murder didn't take place, still a conspiracy. Conspiring to kill a person is against the law also. So whether if you kill him or not, you still done broke the law. So you can say, I don't believe he killed him. Okay, let's say he did kill him. Let's say somebody else probably killed him. Let's say then nobody killed him. You was conspiring to kill him. That's still a crime.
It's, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. I don't agree. If I didn't, like, let's say, all right, let's say you want me to kill somebody. I don't know. Like, you come up to me, hey, man, here's this picture. I want you to kill this dude. And I don't agree right then I'm not, you brought it to me, but I didn't agree to nothing.
When did he say he didn't agree to it? When did he say he felt, he said I was supposed to do it, meaning that people expected him to do it. Why? He agreed on it. He ain't telling us, and even now, like I said, if it came down to it and you say I killed somebody, or you saying insinuating I had something to do with somebody murder and I didn't have shit to do with it, you know what I'm saying? You a motherfucking lie. And that's going to be it. And I know I ain't did nothing, so I ain't got to be flinching or scared or none of that. Or like, nigga, you talking about that? You talk about that boy all you want. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me, cause I. Do you care that I talk about the boy? Did you have something to do with his murder? If not, or conspire to murder him? If not, you ain't worried about it. But obviously, he might.
All right, if that's conspiracy that you agreed to do it, but then you change your mind and you don't, that's a lesser crime. And really, it's like, I don't think you did it in the end, you know. But it's like, how do we? It's true that.
Because at the end of the day, if somebody killed them, you was right there with the conspiracy. It ain't a lesser crime. The only way he could get away with this at all or whatever is the boy pop up. And the show ain't no harm did to the boy. Then, yeah, the lesser thing they'll talk about is you said that you were supposed to kill him along with other people, meaning that you conspired to kill him. He's here, so he obviously ain't dead. That's if he's around. Ain't no, he hasn't showed up, and ain't nobody said who he is to be able to confirm it. Now, there has been rumors. And people put
now,
it
the
out there.
Is, go ahead.
He went crazy. People say he went crazy and started stabbing people and went to jail. Okay, if that's the case, he in jail, produce him. You know who he is. You know his name. Produce
who
him.
Who said he flipped, started stabbing people and went to jail? Oh. Who said that?
Hassan said it. He said somebody told him. So he was a part of a conspiracy to kill the boy. Let's just put it like this. The boy, let's say the boy is dead. Somebody killed him. So when he get the action about the boy, they saw he went crazy and went to jail. He can't confirm that he's in jail or not. He can't even confirm that he's alive. If he can, then just confirm it. Produce him. What's his number? Don't everybody get a number in jail? What's his name?
Where's how would Hassan know that information? Like, you could know about somebody or hear about somebody, but that doesn't mean you got his number. You know,
Zulus,
like where he lives.
No.
You know,
the Zulus know. That's like, I stay in a town probably like 400 people. If something happened to somebody here. Believe me, everybody in town, even if you don't want to know, when it's whispers start going out and people
start. That's so-and-so's people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're going to hear about it.
But my thing is like, the insinuation is like, is that he did do something to that kid. It's like, that's a pretty big fucking charge. That's a heavy charge to lay on somebody, man.
Man, if you tell me you was supposed to kill somebody and they ain't around now, shit, I'm going to be like, nigga, did you kill him? Hit me in the inbox, man.
All right, man. Take care, man.
Nah, go ahead. Talk. I'm talking about somebody. They trying to hit me on my phone and I'm up here talking to you.
That's basically what I gotta say, man. I still listen to the dude, man. And honestly, when I heard your show yesterday, you was pissing me off. Like, I got mad because, you know, you was talking about it's like kind of going through his situation, how he was in the street, how he was like being a prostitute for Bam and his mother, this, this and that. I'm like, you know, you get mad at the man for talking ill about people. You know, he said that shit about Kev's kids. He said that shit about your grandmother. But then you turn around and do the same thing. You know, it's like that ain't going to fix nothing. That's just going to make the man more defensive and not want to fucking say anything if he got something on his heart that he want to get out. You know?
He ain't trying to tell the truth. He ain't trying to tell nothing about that thing. He wouldn't attack other people like that. He went and made a video talking about he buried my mother in his yard. So now, he put his phone number out there. Why don't you call him up and say, what the fuck you doing talking about you buried that man's mother in your yard?
Mm.
He's already making hundreds of videos about you. But that's why he did it, because he know I ain't going to stop anyway. So he tried to take a shot at me and piss me off. But like I said, I believe his mother prostituted him. I believe he left his son defenseless around a woman that allowed him to be molested. He's in a generational curse where his aunties got him molested, and his mother probably got molested too, but he don't want to tell us that. He got molested and his son got molested. That's three generations of molestation going on in his household. Then he got a family member that molested him. He told us all this stuff. Now, me repeating it back to him and highlighting it in the manner that I do to, quote unquote, hurt him,
that's what it was. But, you know, you put an extra on it. Like, why do that? Like, all right, he made you mad. That's fucked up. You know, it's like somebody talk shit about you. Like you said, you kill my cat, I kill your dog. But it's like, that shit ain't gonna go nowhere, man. You know, it's like, it might be, you're just assuming, like, I don't know if everything that you said, he said, he might have said things there, and you filled it in. You made that shit some lurid thing where it's like, what the fuck? It's like you're gloating on it. Like, you get enjoyment from, like, talking that shit like that. Like, what the fuck? That shit don't look right. You know, it's like you trying to get to the truth, but then that shit look ugly. He do the shit too, but, you know, that ain't no excuse for you to do the shit too.
Yeah, I ain't making no excuses.
I don't know, man, you know?
You know, I ain't making no excuses. My thing is, he talk fucked up shit, right? I tried not to do that, but, you know, I'm only human. If I could.
Yeah, I've said some foul shit.
If
but,
I
you know,
get,
it's like, it don't seem like it's getting nowhere, you know. It's like, what the fuck, you know, like, what the fuck, man.
But, I mean, he ain't trying to do nothing. Did you know Afrika Bambaataa was in Morocco giving lectures?
I mean, didn't he help stop? Didn't he shut down the?
One of the. Did you know that Afrika Bambaataa at this particular month was in?
What could Hassan have done to stop that? You bringing that up? Like, all right, Hassan should have said something to stop that.
I'm just asking you. Did you know? Either you knew or you didn't know. If you answer that
question. Yeah, I heard about it.
How did you hear about it?
Hassan had mentioned it.
Wait.
And then I want to say maybe like a week ago, a week and a half ago, it was a quick thing. He had said, bomb. Now, Bambaataa, he's in Morocco right now. I couldn't tell you which video, but I heard it from him. I also saw on one of your titles, and then I was searching for information today, and I think Layla or somebody put up a blog, and it's got three stories. One of them is by Layla about, like, Bam. And, like, how he was, like, over-glorified. Like, he really didn't do nothing for hip-hop. He wasn't a founding father. The other story was about PC Islam.
Those stories, old.
But somebody just posted something on the 27th. Today's the 27th, right? There's a website out there.
Yeah, it's, like, Metropolitan or some stuff she got out. I can't even remember, but... Yeah, them stories old, bro.
But it don't matter if it's old. I mean, this whole thing is old. We're bringing up all old stuff, so it doesn't matter if it's old or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my whole basis of asking you that is boiled down. Did you hear that from her son? Did her son report that? If he did, you saying that you heard him just speak on it slightly and why he didn't make a whole big title of it, like Charlamagne the God or Kanye West said this, or, you know, what's the little rainbow 69 just got new security. He informing y'all about that. He didn't make no big ass post saying Bambaataa is still running around giving lectures and stuff like that. He ain't informing that because Bambaataa is not his priority. He don't want to talk about that. Bam ain't gonna give him no money. So,
but I mean, I don't think he's after the money. I mean, he's been pretty much an open book this whole time, and he's just filling his guts out.
He's after of. He's not after Bam. If Bambaataa in Morocco giving lectures and he got a whole 40-some thousand damn people over there and he don't make that the headline title and speak on it for 5 minutes like he do everything else and blow it up. When he want to blow something up, he put it in the title. He speak on it for 5 minutes. He get 10, 15, 5,000 views, 1,000 views. He didn't do that shit with Bambaataa. I don't see Bambaataa nowhere in none of his titles. Meaning he don't give a fuck about Bambaataa. He give a fuck about them people he talking about. That's just fact.
I mean, he jumps on Bambaataa every once in a while. I mean, you can't say he doesn't get on Bambaataa, man. That's ridiculous, man. Come on, man. It's like, he's been steady on this man for like steady. It's been steady.
When the last time it's been in the title, brother? I put Hassan Campbell in the title every motherfucking day and highlight it. When the last time he put Bam in his title and highlight it?
That's not the only thing to talk about. I mean, there's other shit that he wants to bring up. You know, he's like, there's other things. Like, all right, he talks about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He talks about these other things.
He can bring up 1,000 things, but he need 1,001 because he need one about Bambaataa. He need to bring up 999 and have that
constant theme, man. But it's a constant theme, man. He brings it up. He brings the dude up, man, every once in a while. And it's like, I don't know, man. I was looking at your old videos. And it's like back in the day, it's like you had different topics, you know, and it was like, that was all right.
Brother, when you say I was molested by Bambaataa, that's bringing him up. And then you keep going on about everything else you want to talk about. How you going to give Bambaataa 2 seconds out of a minute? You know what I'm saying? Or out of a 2-hour show. He's supposed to make sure in every one of his shows, if he going to get 200,000 views on the show, he's supposed to have Bambaataa in there at least for 2 or 3 minutes telling people you protesting or trying to do something to bring Bambaataa to justice for what he did. He's not
All right. That makes sense. But how about, all right, your movement? What happened to that boy? You touch on it barely. Mostly it's about Hassan. So you ain't doing it either. You know what I'm saying?
I'm always playing Run, Savage in it and all of that. What you talking about?
Your main focus, from what I hear, your main drive, the reason why you want his son so much, because you want to know what happened to that boy. But recently, most of your videos have been breaking down, not necessarily what has to do with the boy, but it's like kind of like some of it, like you asking questions, but then a lot of it, you just like talking shit and kind of being like gloating about it in a sense, man. I don't know. That's what it seemed like to me. But, you know, if your point is that, all right, why isn't he on Bambaataa? He should be talking about that shit all the time. Your movement, from my understanding, is what happened to that boy. You don't talk about that. That's not in your titles every show. So it's like, what you talk, you know, it's like you want him to do something, but you ain't doing it yourself. You know, it's like, that's not a good point, I'm saying. That's not a good point.
No, I mean, you trying to compare me and her son. I mean, that's what you're trying to do right now.
I'm just trying to make you see how you expect that from him. How come he Bam's in Morocco? How come he ain't talking about it? You know, his mission is on Bam. How come he's not talking about it all the time? From my understanding, that was the point you were trying to get.
My mission became to destroy what the fuck this nigga doing on YouTube. The lies and the bullshit that he's doing. So I'm on my mission every day. If his mission is to take down Bam, he should be on his mission every day. But if his mission is to be one of the bigger YouTubers and shit, then he gonna talk about the trending topics and all of that. So like I said, there's no comparison. When you, and though I started a movement about what happened to the boy, so you saying I'm supposed to be on it every day?
I mean,
see
if,
what
if
I'm
that's,
saying?
That's what you, that's the standard
pass.
You're setting up for Poppy.
No, you giving him a pass and saying he doing stuff. So why you saying, okay, you set a standard for him, but you ain't keeping that standard, but you doing this, and then you forgive and give him a pass for that? See, it's all
No, I didn't say
shit.
Nothing about giving nobody a pass, but yeah, I'm not
you
talking about giving
a
nobody
pass.
A pass.
He want to talk about other topics. I got two topics that I talk about, and they tied together. Her son, what happened to that boy? That's the whole thing. Her son, what happened to that boy? He the one asked the question, where the boy at and stuff. Did he go to the police when they talked about killing the boy? When they gave him a picture and stuff? Then I'm showing how he is on YouTube and all the shit he talking about and stuff. So, yes, all my stuff still surround the same thing. The number one suspect for me is Hassan Camu, who I talk about every day. The number one suspect, Hassan Camu. He said the boy's alive. I said, I believe he did.
I don't think he killed him. That's the insinuation, and that's fucking, that's a strong charge, man.
Hey, he ain't proved he didn't kill him. So he either killed him or he didn't. You think he didn't? I think he did. Is he going to prove one of us right and one of us wrong? He don't care to. He like, fuck that boy.
Nah, you can't say that, man. I mean, from what he said, the reason he changes topics, he has to bring something new every once in a while. In order to reach young people, he bring up Tekashi. He bring up this and that. In order to listen, this is what he said. This is what he said. This is what he said.
Listen, brother. Listen, that's his YouTube channel. If he just want to get on there every day and say hello, everybody, how you doing, and then hang up, or sit up there and just all day every day, he could do that. He don't have to do shit. He do what he want to do. It's his channel.
What's your point?
He can talk about whatever he want to talk about.
Apparently
so
not, because if you don't talk about the right thing, he's in the wrong. Because if you don't talk about
wrong,
what you
bro,
think
right.
he should talk about, if you don't talk about what you think he should talk about, he's in the wrong.
What did I say that? I don't give a fuck what he talk about.
That's
I'm
a
just
lie,
saying
man.
He ain't
Come on, man.
About
you wouldn't have been talking. You wouldn't have been on his ass for fucking a year now, if you didn't care. Come on, man.
I did that shit because he dissed my channel. After I got on his ass, he dissed my mother, and I chose to do what the fuck I want to do. What part
so
of that?
That was the genesis. He dissed your channel. So that's really what this all come down to.
Yeah, and when I first talked
Damn.
To him. He said he wanted to kill Bambada. He said he wanted to kill Sardinetta, and then got on the show and act like he didn't say none of that shit to me on the back end. You ain't heard that?
No. I've been going back and trying to see, you know, all right, where the beef started. Like, where the fuck was the disconnection?
Hey, what happened?
Like, what?
I'm gonna give it to you now.
Real quick, real quick, real quick.